January 1st, New Year's Day. Give us this day our daily bread. Matthew 6, verse 11. I have one firm resolution to make for this new year. Bake more bread. There's something so basic and satisfying in the making of a loaf of bread in my own kitchen. By mixing flour, salt, milk, and shortening with yeast and a little sugar, a process takes place that seems almost mystical to me. The inert ingredients take on a life of their own, growing and expanding into a great bubbly mass which is then kneaded until it makes soft plopping and squeaking noises to let me know it is ready for the oven. While all of this is going on, the dough must be nurtured and handled with loving care. It must be kept in a protected place, warm and free from drafts. I must tend to it closely if it is to be good bread. Another rising and into the oven. Soon the whole house is filled with a yeasty, mouth-watering aroma, and my family comes running to watch the now golden-crusted loaves as I turn them out of the pans and brush the tops with melted butter. This is an experience to be shared, and when we eat the bread, every crumb will be savored. Sometimes when I take the loaves out of the oven, I think about that little carpenter shop in Nazareth so many centuries ago. I'm sure Mary baked her own bread to feed her family. It must have been wonderful bread, too, because years later, Jesus made so many references to bread in his ministry. I am the bread of life, he said of himself in John 6, verse 35. And at the very end, it was bread that he took, and blessed, and gave to his disciples. This do, he said, in remembrance of me. Luke 22, verse 19. Bread, the symbol, not just of life, but of life eternal. Lord, whenever, wherever I break bread, let that simple act remind me of you.